Hi guys, welcome to episode number 50 of the Gaslit podcast, and really, really big thank you for all the listeners out there that really do inspire me to carry on, because it really is easy to take the path of least resistance, which is to quit. But, you know, I'm not a quitter. I do push on, and even when we have our toughest days within this industry, I do push on. And that's really what I sort of want to have a chat with today, really, on this podcast. So I'm actually recording this on the video, but I've got nothing really to show or tell. So I'm actually recording this on Sunday, the 6th of April. It's just gone 9 o'clock in the evening. So it's nice and quiet here over at Gaslit Towers. And the reason why I'm calling this sort of such ahead of time, I'm actually going on holiday on Tuesday this week coming. So time this comes back, I'll be back from holiday. And one thing that really sort of I'm really security conscious of, even though there are people at my house, and there are people there, and there's people in the office and stuff like that, I've still got this air of security about myself. So, I don't like to sort of make myself a little bit open and vulnerable for that. So I'm recording this ahead of time. So you won't see anything about my holiday until I'm back onto the social media. And I'll just post a few bits and pieces and some nice pictures. And that's what I choose to do myself. So I'd like to obviously give you a little bit of an update of what we've been doing and what we've been up to. Well, I'm going to be on holiday. So, this ain't coming out until it's done. Now, I did do a bonus episode which was going out on the Good Friday ahead of the Easter, which is massive DIY season for absolutely everyone. The old B&Qs and your home base, well, not home base anymore, it's gone pop, isn't it? But your Wixes and your DIY shops out there will be absolutely rammo with people. They'll be selling barbecue like they're hot cross buns. Well, actually, that's gone, isn't it? Because that was at Easter. But you know what I'm saying. So, so they'll be flying off the shelves. So I've got a couple of little notes down here. I'm a member of a Facebook group about plumbing apprentices that are coming on board. And you see all these adverts that are popping up on there. Some are useful, 100%. But guys, just be mindful of these people selling like these courses. And hopefully they're still not going, but there are people out there that do come to me and say, I signed up for this course, it sounded great, it was all online, and actually when it come to it, there was nothing at the end of it, and I'm so many thousands of quids down the road, and actually the course means nothing. I could run a course on plumbing and podcasting, but actually at the end of it, I'll make up some BS bit of paper, give it to you, and it actually means nothing in the industry at all. Even though there's not really a podcast industry sort of standard, sort of, it's just you make it up as you go along. But what I'm trying to get at is be careful who you give your money to. And a lot of these sort of level two courses and stuff like that, that don't really go, they're a bit more vague. You know, if you can do a plumbing course part-time in a year and it's a level two, just be a little bit suspicious of it and make some more inquiries and have a little Google and have a little search around and see also if they've got any recommendations for their previous people that you can contact or companies that do recognise their qualification. If it's not your MVQ and your City and Guild, your big hitters out there, or LCL, obviously a lot of the gas stuff is done by Logic and LCL training as well. There's lots of businesses that advertise on there, like recruiting agencies. Now, I'm not a big fan of these vultures that come in making loads and loads of promises to you. They want to charge us 25% to take you on. And what they'll do is they'll say, yeah, we'll give you 40, we'll give you 50, we'll give you 60 grand a year, not a problem at all. And it's all because they want that extra on their 25% as their recruiter fee. And if you do get taken on by a recruitment agency, they're a little bit like talent agencies, really, in my opinion, where they'll promise you the world, they'll get you on the books, and actually, when it comes to it, are they going to deliver you anything? So don't be dismayed by the amount of false promises that you may be getting from these people, because I've not had a great experience of any recruiting agency. So I've yet to have my mind changed on that, but as it stands, not. BNI. So there's a company called BNI, which is Breakfast Networking International, which is an American-based business. Now, I was a member of BNI a few years ago, well, a long time ago, actually. So we're going back 19 years. 19 years ago, I was a member of BNI, when things were different and we had the Yellow Pages and we had normal telephones, not smartphones. And it was a way of getting people together. One person from each industry comes together in the morning, usually once a week, about 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't mind getting up early, so that's absolutely fine. And they sit around and then they say, oh, what business you referred to me to this and that and this and that. So at the time, was it great and successful? Yeah. Did I meet some interesting people? Yes, I did. Did some of that business that I did in that chapter when I was in it for that short amount of time carry on? It did for a while. I'll say it's all fizzled out now, obviously 19 years on. But you do build those relationships. But that is no different to you going to a plumber's merchant, going to a builder's merchant and bumping into someone that's a little bit, you know, a bit friendly, a bit chatty, and you'll see them at the counter there and bits and pieces like that. And certainly, like over at Selco Builders Merchants over in Rochester, we've got one here. There's a cafe upstairs, and if you're really getting on with somebody that you think you could get a bit of work with or you could get a bit of knowledge from, always say to them, next time I bump into you, let me go and buy you a cup of tea upstairs, and go upstairs and have a cup of tea with them, and just have that little bit of knowledge and a bit of a chat with them, because you never know what might come of it. And sometimes people do have 5 minutes to give you. So don't ever dismiss that. But what I'm trying to get at is these networking things, they're not for everybody. I get called out loads. So I could be at 5 o'clock one day, tomorrow morning, 4:30 in the morning, you've got to leave to go and do a job. So I can't commit myself to it. So it does take a bit of an interesting character to get on with these things. And you've got business over breakfast, you've got BNI, and you've got lots of other little sub things going out there. But you have to pay a yearly fee for it. And that could be 500, 600, 700, 800 quid for the year and your breakfast fee every single week. And if you can't keep attending these meetings, then you'll get kicked out as well. So there's a lot of pressure on it. And I can understand how the system works and why it needs that level of dedication. But it's not for everybody. Now, if you're just starting on your own, you've got loads of time on your hands and you're a bit of a chatter and you want to get out there and you're a little bit of a character, it could be good for you, certainly in those initial startups. But as soon as you start getting busy, and if you are on the tools as well, then yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there's one guy, James Sinclair, on his podcast, and he says it's an absolute no-no. What a waste of time that is, and I can see where he's coming from. That, so just be mindful and be open with it. Just having a look down here, what have we got here? So one of the tools that we use all the time here at Gaslek, it's my safety blanket. It is my, not get out of jail free, no, it's the wrong word to use. It is my tool that I get out of the van probably almost as common as I get my tool bag out, and that is a wet vac. Now, this, my one come from Screwfix. It wasn't that expensive, 40, 50 quid-ish. Well, like that, it'll do a bit of dust, it'll do a bit of water. Now, what I do is I'm a bit of a pain in the bum. You can probably guess that by now, guys. What I do is I get the box at Screwfix, take everything out. The actual vac head itself, you know, like a normal carpet hoover, bin that off. I don't need that. And then I'll get the wheels for the thing because I don't want it rolling around in the van. I'll bin them off as well. And I just want the wet vac with the little, there's like a little foam cover that goes over these sort of the air intake, because there's like a ball that it float that lifts up to seal it off so it doesn't start sucking water through the motor. And we use the wet vac all the time on the vans. So every single one of our vans has got them, and we use them all the time. And you can suck up a little bit of dust and dirt with it as well. Certainly, if you've got a little bit of water in the bottom, because it flies around and gets captured up into the water as well. So that's absolutely fantastic. But make sure, really big. It's got two like little catches on the like Screwfix, the Titan version, which is really cheap. When you're carrying it, it's full. Don't carry it by the top handle, because if those catches, one goes, that's it. That is dropping. And if you're coming down a set of stairs, that's game over, mate. That is going everywhere. And if you've sucked up a bit of dirt and a bit of dirty water with that, that's pinging here, there and everywhere else. And I've been there. I'll tell you now, I was carrying a toilet down the stairs and the blue loo's in the top of the toilet system. I tipped it down the pan. This was years and years ago. I tipped it down the pan. And then like an aegis, I was then picked up the toilet by the front of the bowl and by the flush pipe. And hey, presto, at the top of the stairs, flush pipe popped out, smacked me in the face. I went tumbling down the stairs. Oh, sorry, the toilet went tumbling down the stairs, hit the bottom. There was blue loo, and it was pure blue loo. It was almost black, and it flicked everywhere. Done the carpet, up the walls, hit the ceiling. Oh, my God, what a catastrophe that was. I'd done my best to clear it up. New carpet, new hallway decoration. And that's what I had to do. So always be super careful. But they're great hoovers, but the catches are rubbish on them. So just carry it by the bottom and by the top and when you're coming to empty them out. So a long, long time ago, back when my hair was dark and it was super thick as well, and I was a bit thinner, me and an old pal of mine, we're great, still great friends now, bestest friends. We done a tour of the Brighton and Hove sewer system, and it's a big Victorian sewer. Back then, they were building this new, underneath that Esplanade thing they got down there, they're building this massive great big tube, and that was to collect all the storm water, and it wasn't finished when we was there. It was a little bit smelly. When you first go in there. But actually, you got to get used to it. And all the time the water flows, it doesn't really smell. But it's a really, really impressive day out. I wouldn't say meet somebody and take them on the first date to there, I'll tell you. Maybe not. Maybe you're going to set the wrong sort of tone for the relationship. But it's a really good day or afternoon out. And I did look it up doing this podcast. I think it's about 12-ish quid. Runs from May to September, and that's because of obviously big storms, lots and lots of water coming through, and then obviously that will cause, because they've got these chambers, and the top chamber will then, if it overfills because there's a big hole, a big bit cut out the side, will drop into the next chamber down to be taken off into another direction. It is massive. I got claustrophobia and I hate tiny little spaces, but I didn't feel that in there. It was really, really big, and it was actually quite clean as well. So I think they do give it a good old clean before letting members of the public down there, and you do wear a bit of kit as well. But super, super good. I would highly recommend it. As you say, maybe not a first date thing, but yeah, it's all great. So this is episode 50. So in 2 weeks' time from now, we got, obviously we need to record, maybe 1 week actually, because I've got to record it, the first birthday of the Gaslit podcast. So if you've got any ideas on what to do and what you want me to do, sing, dance, dress up like a prat, whatever you want to do, got any ideas, let me know, because it's a really big thing. I was actually putting off doing the podcast right at the beginning because I wanted it perfect. I wanted this. I wanted that, wanted something else. And someone just said to me, just crack on and do it. I was like, really? Yeah, just get on and do it. It'd be fine. You know, get on with it and become perfect later and get better later on. And that is a bit of a nice wise tale to and a phrase for you guys. You know, just get out there, get doing it. So a long, long time ago, back in 2003, I was practicing learning how to fit kitchens. And what I did is I bought lots of bits of cheap worktop. I've got a router, out a bit, and then I was practicing on the jig, and I just made a massive pile of sawdust in the garden, and I was just trying to get really, really good at doing something actually quite difficult, and through repetition, your 10,000 hours at work and all the rest of it, I've become really, really good at fitting worktops, if I don't say so myself. And that's then how I sort of morphed into it, sort of doing the kitchen, the bathrooms, doing the plumbing, radiators, coming off the bat. I never fitted a boiler, obviously without being gas safe or Corgi back then, honest. And then sort of that's what really got me into doing what I do. To now, a bit of a morphing sort of. Yeah, how things were. A bit of life, really, I suppose. But, you know, what I would recommend out there, guys, if you can go to a local scrap merchant that's taking in bits of copper pipe and stuff from people, and you can say to them, can I buy it off you? Because I won't give it to you for free, but get some 15. Don't worry about the 22s and your biggers because that'll cost you more money. And get your set of pipe benders out. Get yourself some fittings and have a bit of a play and have a bit of a practice on a bit of soldering. Because once you're done and dusted, you can get all of them bits of copper, chuck them back in your bag and take it back and sell it back to them. Of course, you won't get the same money back. Of course, you won't. But you'll get some money back. So it won't be 100% loss, but you'll get practice. And you can have a practice. You can look at it, you could pressurize it, and then you can be critical of yourself and then learn some new techniques. I haven't done any videos yet on soldering. We've got to do it outside because this place has got a linked fire alarm system, and I don't really want to be kicking out 51 units certainly on a in the evening, because there's no one around to turn the alarm off, so that would just keep going. I think it might even be linked to the fire brigade, I'm not sure. But yeah, so hopefully I will be doing some of those soon. So what have we been up to? We just finished a job actually in a factory yesterday, being Saturday the 5th. I've got the dates written down here on a post-it. So yeah, that was interesting. So we put a new gas supply all the way around this factory, and as we run it around, we run it in 54 mil in copper, and we run it around, and then we just teed off with these little bits. So we're basically future-proofing the whole gas installation, because it's a food processing, a food manufacturing company, and at the moment they've got this bit of kit here and that bit of kit over there, but you know what's going to happen. Things are going to start get moved around. They get what's very common is they get a new production manager that comes in, and they'll come in from a previous company, wherever, and they've got a new set of rules and ideas on what to do and a new direction and a new layout. So a bit like a chef in a commercial kitchen, and they'll turn up and I want this here, this here, this here, and things get shifted around. So we need to make sure that we've got enough capacity to get that done for them. So that's all done. So that's from 54 mil on the press, and you have like a strap that goes round and then like a clamp that pulls up onto it. 54 42 35 28 22, and a little bit of 15 as well for the purge valves with the little test points on the end of the runs as well. So yeah, we've got all that done and dusted. So that's a bit heavy hard work, that was, I'll be honest with you, because you're up a ladder, and my big press gun is about this big. And it's really, really heavy. You end up putting it sometimes on your shoulder like a bazooka. You're up a ladder and you're trying to press this sort of big 2-inch gas fitting, and you've got the strap round, and you've got to try and get the clamp onto the teeth so it's springing on, and then push and hold the button and try and hold the thing square at the same time. A bit of a pain in the bum, be honest. But the whole job went absolutely to plan, and it was all tickety-boo. So yeah, it was all great stuff, that was. That was good. So we've had... the previous podcast I released had a giveaway on it, a £50 gift voucher from our friends at City Plumbing down in Rochester, Young Darren. So thank you very much for that. So the winner of that would have been announced onto social media for that one. We do it on Facebook, and that'll be announced there. So it's a little giveaway. So that time you listen to this, that's all done and dusted. So congratulations to the winner, whoever that was. And I think I'll be on holiday still. Just be back from holiday for that, for when that time comes out. But I'll never do the draws on any of our stuff anyway. We'd have had Easter, we'd have had the Easter bunny down at Chatham Dockside. That would have been on the socials, handing out these little made up bags that we got, which was a fantastic idea. We try to get loads of Easter eggs every single year, and it gets harder and harder because the old supermarkets, they don't want to help. They don't want to play ball with you when you're giving them away to like charities and for sort of, we've got two children's charities that really, really quite, so they do some amazing work here down in the Medway Towns. When you're trying to explain that you're trying to give it to a charity, it's not all for me. I ain't been a greedy bugger. I don't want 450, 500 Easter eggs. I want to give them away. I want to take them to the children's ward at Medway Hospital, Demel's around, Shining Stars, Holding On. I want to do these little bits, little giveaways for the business. but they're not interested. So it gets harder and harder every year. So we got some big eggs. So we gave one away. That would have been last week when you're listening to this. That would have gone off to one lucky viewer on Facebook who watched my video. And we got the two charities as well. I think they were doing like raffle tickets for them. So I really hope they got some great sales on those for the charity as well. Anyway, guys, that's me rattling on for sort of 20 minutes now. So thank you very much indeed for listening. So during this podcast, this week that's coming out, which is, I think it was the 15th, yeah, Tuesday 15th this comes out, please email in anything you want to do for the podcast birthday. Let me know. Episode 52. I really want to make it a fun one. I really want to make it exciting. You take care, guys. All the best. Any questions, hit us at podcast@gaslek.net. All the best. Goodbye.